Welcome to the Shared Desk, episode 72. Our podcast is on Social Security.
You're going to milk that for everything it's worth, isn't it? You've said that, I think, for the past four shows. Come on.
Until our podcast becomes immortal.
Remember, honey, dear, darling, you don't have to shout in microphone. Because you know what?
We have new microphones.
This is new microphones. This isn't our first rodeo. It is, in fact, the Shared Desk. And I am your host, T. Morris.
First thing I got to do is see a guy about a book.
There must be some spell I can say to undo all this.
The other first thing I got to do is some cardio, because my heart is jackhammering like a quarterback on prom night.
And if you saw me and Tim Dodge on our morning walks during the retreat, you would know that it's very true. And who's sitting across from me right now, baby?
Pip Ballantyne.
Not a single person has tape.
You have an atomic bomb in your bag. If anybody's going to have tape, it's you.
I do
have tape.
She always carries tape and a nuclear bomb in her purse.
It's a mom bag.
And we have a special guest in studio, also on a new mic, also in a new setup. We're going to talk about that in a second. But mystery guest, sign in.
KT Brisky.
Surprise.
Woo. Do you ride like you're running out of time? Like you're running out of time. Every day.
Yeah, you all thought that I was done. I was done playing stuff from Hamilton. But
no, that one's awesome. I'm glad that you chose that section of the song, though, and not the bit that goes, "Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room?"
Why do you assume that you're smartest in the room? I can tell you why.
Because I am.
Well, no, it's because you know when you walk into the room, we all get this feeling right. This is the way we feel. See?
The Hamilton podcast.
Might as well be.
And then the rest of the show was just a one-woman production of Hamilton.
Well, it seems fair considering that we had Scribe in here and she was singing along, so we had to get you in here and do the same thing.
That's right.
Because I think your name came up several times during that podcast because you're like, and then Katie sat us down.
Yeah.
You are the great enabler. So, okay. So real quick, I'd like to get your thoughts right now informally. Right now, you're all working with brand new equipment. Let me talk you through it. So right now, I am podcasting on a Heil PR781. And
I've got the Heil PR40.
And you also are using a boom mic.
I got myself
stand,
a new boom mic.
The Heil PL. Your boom mic, honey.
Oh, the boom mic.
Is the P... honey, I'm looking at the number right here.
Oh,
don't panic.
PL2T.
Yeah, PL2T. And then we have Katie. Katie is on a MXL microphone. Do you have the number in front of you, perchance? If not, don't worry. I've got it.
BCD1.
Right. And she is also on a MXL boom mic that actually has the XLR cable built
That's
into
nice.
The mic, which
That's
is
nice.
Really slick. Into the mic
You
stand.
Don't have to worry about tying it around.
Like I have here for this
that
one.
That T has still got his old boom mic.
I've got my old boom mic.
It
sounds angry. I hate being upstaged. So, Katie, what are your thoughts of this setup right now?
I dig it. It's a lot easier. I can actually see the people I'm looking at, which is
Yeah, and you
cool.
don't have to kind of lean
Yeah,
down.
I feel like that was the big thing, because before I would always be leaning in
yeah.
to the microphone.
Now
and
you
now
can sit naturally.
I can just sit naturally, which is great for diaphragm and breath
yes,
support.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
And if necessary, we could elevate it. We could all stand up and talk to
if
each other.
If we wanted to do that.
If we need to
That would make my
something.
Boom mic even angrier. The reason we have all this equipment is not because I have had a sudden windfall of, oh, thanks for bringing me a beer, darling. I appreciate
it. She got her own beer.
Yeah, well, you could have been thoughtful and said, oh, hey, you know what?
I didn't think there was a beer. The beer was not necessary.
There's no such thing as too much beer.
Would
and
you
we
like
tested
me to
that.
Get
I don't,
you a beer?
No,
I don't
would,
know. Considering
be
where we've been.
I'm not married to you. I'm married to her.
Considering
she should be the one
where we've been for a week.
Yeah, okay, let's talk
we'll
about
that. We'll get to that.
But first,
the reason
we have all this equipment here is because, yes, I have signed a contract with Woo-hoo! Wiley & Sons. We're going to be doing, a third edition of Podcasting for Dummies.
You're welcome. Shut up.
And I'm so thrilled to be back. I'm of course, I'm riding with Chuck, not Chuck Wendig. I'm working with Chuck Tomasi.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Too many Chucks.
I'm
when was
I'm
the last edition?
T- 2008.
Wow. So it's, yeah.
It's been a while.
Was a wee lass.
Yes. Yeah. Just how old were you in 2008?
17.
Jeez.
Oh, my now God.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. And so it, and the thing is, everything just got really moving very quickly over at Wiley and Sons. They were saying, yeah, we'll probably get it out the first of 2018.
Yeah.
And then suddenly out of the blue, because I'd been talking to them on and off for months, and they were like, we'll think about it. And then within like a week, they were like, can we do it? And can we get it out by August? We're like, sure.
So they want it on the shelves by August?
On the shelves by August. Mm. Which means that we're going to talk about like different places we're going to be heading in May. But one of the things that's going to be in May when we're out for the Nebulas is I'm going to be working on the last bit. So we're going to try to stay as far ahead of the curve as possible. But the thing that I wanted to do is get a test. How do the new mics sound? How do the new mics feel? Already, I can see it's just nice to be able to look at you guys and talk to you at the same time. I love boom mic stands, and it's going to be. Yeah. We're going to be talking
about
that.
It's much more natural. You know, you have the control to put it where you want to put it rather than you having
exactly.
to be.
Now, rather than MacGyvering stuff. Yeah. Like now, my Yeti, I have a stack of books to get it the correct height. Yeah.
So here's my question. Pip, would you mind me taking pictures of you recording with the boom mic and then recording with a typical desktop stand? Or should I grab Katie to do it?
I would grab Katie to do it.
Because you don't like it when I take your picture.
No. Because I always either look like I'm like my eyes are rolling back in my head or I'm chewing something. I don't know.
Well, then, Katie, we'll do that before we call it a night. So let's get to the show topic. Show 72. What are we talking about? You know what we're talking
it's
about.
It's that time of year.
We had just gotten back from the Smoky Writers Retreat of 2017. Again, just an amazing... Well, first, I mean, as always, it's a big trip. We're going away for weeks, so we have to pack properly.
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, 2 dozen amyls.
And we had way more beer than that.
Yeah, we had way more beer than that. Yeah, we did.
But apart from that, exactly what we had last year.
Pretty much. So we arrived at Valhalla, and we were greeted accordingly by Stephen Grenade.
I'm sorry, are you addressing me? Yeah. Because your authority is not recognized in Fort Kickass.
That's what we called it. We called it Fort Kickass.
Well, this is a different cabin than we were at last year, and we were planning to be on the same cabin as last year, but what happened?
It burned down.
Burned down, that's right.
And not by us. We did not cause that cabin to burn down.
No, we did not. We tested its foundations, but we did not burn it down. But as always, this was the Smoky Writers Retreat run by Alex White, and he runs a tight ship.
Private Pyle, I'm going to give you 3 seconds. Exactly 3 fucking seconds to wipe that stupid-looking grin off your face, or I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull f*** you.
Fortunately, Brian Lincoln did manage to wipe the grin off his face, so that's okay. we had a...
It's a week long. It's been a week since
And what are we doing?
Years.
I can tell you what we're doing. Work, work. That's what we're doing.
It's all about
that.
It's all about the
work, work.
Yeah,
that's right.
So we found a new cabin pretty quickly after the other one burnt down.
Yeah.
Alex jumped on that, and we found one that was in Sevierville, and it was
it's
nice.
On the other side of
it
it's on the other side
as,
of Gatlinburg.
It didn't have as good a view, but it had beds for everybody. Everyone seemed to appreciate beds, right?
And it had 2 hot tubs.
Two working hot tubs.
And
downstairs bar facility was nice.
Overall, I think the facility itself was pretty nice. We actually had a double viewing of Hunt for the Wilder People. I should have had a Hunt for the Wilder People drop in here, but yeah, they had a really nice like 4K flat screen.
Oh, that was nice too.
And we plugged it in, and New Zealand looked like it was coming off the screen. It was kind of nice.
And it had like a little
cinema, like movie theater
seats. Like movie theater seats. Yeah.
We needed to bring some popcorn.
But I think they actually were movie theater seats because they all had numbers on them. They brought them in from somewhere.
It was so freaking cool.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
And there was I think everybody found their
little niche.
Starla
remained in the Batcave.
Yep. Starla had the Batcave. It seemed like everybody found their corner. It's always weird every year when we go back because we got to find where we're going to be.
Yeah.
And then kind of nest, if you will. And you had like a rotating nest, Katie. What were you doing?
It took me a little while to find my happy space in the cabin. I usually started the mornings writing on the main floor near the kitchen with Steven. So I was on the couch and he was on an armchair. And then after lunch, I found it was noisy in the kitchen because people were cleaning up, and that was fine.
Right.
But I get grumpy cat sometimes when I write, so I would then go downstairs.
The deuce, you say.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I would go downstairs to where the movie theater was, but there was also a beanbag there. Mm. Oh. So I'd spend my afternoons writing on
it. You beanbagged it.
So you beanbagged it.
Yeah. So that was my system. I'd spend mornings on one floor and then afternoons on the second floor.
Very nice.
It's always
very
good
nice.
To get up and walk around a little bit as well.
Always nice. Always nice. And a smart way to do it.
That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it.
America. And Canada.
And it's worked out pretty well so far.
I will say that the weather was nice enough that Brian actually wrote on the front deck.
At least once or twice.
Once or twice. The weather was much nicer.
Yeah, I can tell you right now from personal experience, as I said earlier with my introduction drop-in, the nice new thing that happened was Tim Dodge and I... what are you doing?
Excuse me. Your cat.
Which one?
It's not Sebastian because he's right here.
It's Vi. She's
judging us.
It's Vi. She's judging.
No, she's playing with a lizard.
A
stuffed lizard. Not a real lizard.
Better be a stuffed lizard.
True. Oh, my goodness.
I would love to kill a nice, juicy, real lizard.
I would do that.
Inappropriate.
Anyway, going back to what we were doing. So, Tim Dodge and I wound up doing this morning regimen where we would go walking. And huffing and puffing like old men, because everywhere around us was just hills. Everywhere was, I mean, we would.
It's called the mountains.
Yeah, but the difference, is like every morning at work, I walk up the stairs, and so if I go downstairs and then walk back up the stairs to recharge the car and everything, I can usually hit 11 to 15 staircases for my day, and I'm good on Fitbit. I actually broke my Fitbit, I found out. It didn't record the steps on Saturday because it just ran out of battery and couldn't do it anymore.
Couldn't take any more.
I was averaging between 75 and 90 staircases a day.
It was pretty steep up the back.
Yeah, it was. And that's all.
It was in a resort. I mean, there were a lot of cabins around.
You can go to my author T. Morris page on Facebook, and you can see the whole series. And we were doing accountability checks. So that's what I wanted to go on ahead and hit real quick. Pip, what was your average word count? What were you working on? And did you make the goal that you set out to do?
I did get the goal. I wanted to have at least half of the Illuminal done. So I did that. The Illuminal is my apocalyptic librarian story. So I made just over 50,000 words. So I did at least 23,000 words. You know, always want to do more, but I was pretty happy with that. What about you, Katie?
I started the week saying I'm gonna do a novel,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, like when dough isn't quite risen yet for making bread, that's the state my novel.
So it's
was
sort
in.
Of it's sort of. In process of
rising. Yeah, it wasn't quite ready
to
handle. So luckily, I came prepared with a pocket full of short story ideas as well.
As always,
so I switched over very, very quickly.
So how many stories did you come out with?
That is going to be the title of your first collection.
A pocket full of stories?
Yes!
A pocket full of stories.
I could see that.
Absolutely.
That works. So I did three complete short stories that I'm pretty pleased with. I did a flash piece. Also pretty pleased with. And then 4,000 words of a thing that probably should be a novella.
Is that the scary ghost story?
No, actually that was one of the short stories that I was pretty pleased with.
I want to hear the end of that before you're allowed out of this house.
Okay.
What about you, T?
I managed to, well, with the exception of Friday.
Yeah.
Because I got some news on Friday that sort of derailed me, but I managed to get back on track. I averaged 5K and change.
Yeah.
And the change actually helped make up for the words that I lost on my weakest day, which was still 4,300 words. I wound up, and then Wednesday, I was hoping for 25,000 words and some change because, I was not counting Wednesday.
Yeah.
Do you mean 2,500 words?
No, 25,000.
Oh,
for the entire
thing. I see.
What did you come out with?
I came out with, 27,772.
Nice.
Pretty good.
And so I was averaging more than 5K a day.
Do you want to share what you're working on?
Sure thing. I'm starting up a brand new project in a brand new genre. I'm going into PJ's house.
Yeah.
See how I let that just go by?
Seriously.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I am the perfect gentleman.
Not really.
Even around Peach. I'm going into Piper J. Drake's wheelhouse, and I'm
Romantic Suspense.
Romantic Suspense. And the current working title is called Dope. And it is set in the esports industry, esports community, whatever the esports, I guess you could call it the
world.
Thank you. That's even better. And it's loosely based off of, really loosely based off of the fall of Lance Armstrong.
That's inspired by.
Inspired by. Mm. It was one of those things. Pip, her, you know, her
documentaries,
super,
man. Her, watch documentaries.
Her fix. Her
they
fix.
Will give you ideas.
And the documentary that you were watching was Stop at Nothing, the Lance Armstrong story. And I thought, this would be so cool if I did this in the gaming industry. And it just kind of snowballed there. And I'm now, I was hoping to have maybe 5 or 6 chapters. I have 11.
That's pretty good.
And nice.
And yet, what are you hitting? What's the word count again?
The word count is between 70 and 80.
Okay.
And to their credit, Piper J and Matthew J. Drake are riding me like Seabiscuit. They are doing everything, even in the rough draft, to try to make sure I get it right. And God love them for it.
Well, that's also a round of edits.
Yeah, but it's just nice that they're looking out for me that way. Now the. But that's the basic premise, is that there's a
don't give too much away.
I'm not going to give too much away, but there's this write what you know. So I've kind of molded and meshed around this esports game called Guardian's Call, which is loosely based off of Destiny, and then
inspired by,
and I was really pleased with how the words just kept coming and kept coming and kept flowing. I think I'm hitting all the right beats. I have a newfound respect. I love Piper J. Drake's work. I mm-hmm. absolutely adored the book, which was Absolute Trust. I keep getting all the titles are kind of meshing together, but I believe it's Absolute Trust was the one that I read.
Yeah.
Yes, because it's Extreme Honor, Absolute Trust, and a one other. I can't remember.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Oh, wait. It's this one.
Tackle and Grapple.
Tackle and Grapple. So anyway.
Look in the shotes.
Look in the shotes. Absolute Trust was the book in the series that I read of hers. And I really respect what Piper's doing, because not only is she hitting all the right beats
for romance,
but she's also got to bring in the suspense as well. And You walk a real fine line, because in romance, it's about the characters. It's all about the characters. But in suspense, it's about the suspense. I mean, you know, if for example, The Da Vinci Code, I always use that as my template. It's a terrific thriller. It's highly entertaining. It's a lot of fun. But if you were to say, well, what's the nuance of Robert Langdon? I'm like, look, I'm impressed I can remember his name. He's a dude. He's a smart dude that deals with puzzles.
Who does dude stuff.
And he's played by Tom Hanks in the movies. That's all I can tell you about Robert Langdon.
I'm sorry, I'm getting bored just thinking about it.
My eyes
are glazing
over. You both have opinions about The Da Vinci Code, do you? Well, anyway, the thing is, with romantic suspense, You gotta please both camps, and it's been a real challenge, but it's been hella fun. So I'm real happy with where I'm at right now in it, and that was definitely the most productive Smokey that we've ever done. Now, I know that on this show we've talked about Smokey before ad nauseum, and I don't necessarily want to do
awesome.
That.
It's awesome.
It is awesome, but I want to go ahead and just hit some of the highlights. So we've talked about what we've worked on. By the way, I absolutely love that short story.
Thank you.
That was a great short story.
I'm sure we're going to see them somewhere.
The short story that I heard from her was a nod to Frankenstein.
Oh, I haven't
and
heard that
was,
one.
It was gut-wrenching.
She read us one in the car as well.
Yeah, it was great. I
passed out.
I passed out.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It was a riveting story.
I was
voice has that cadence that just sends people to sleep.
No, I know. You were tired. You had a lot going on.
I had a lot going on. My first question is a typical question you get from Smokey. Favorite dish? What was the favorite dish? What was the favorite food of this particular trip?
Salmon, salmon and soba noodles.
Oh, yes. Now why the salmon and soba noodles?
Because it was the best dish.
Yeah. the salmon was nice and it had a very sweet salmon.
Yeah, they did a really nice sauce for the salmon, like this teriyaki glaze, and it was really good. And then it was also in these cold soba noodles.
Yeah, I wasn't down for the cold at first, and then I ate it and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I did cold soba noodles, and I also had strips of vegetables in it as well, like julienne.
Yeah.
And it was really good. And it was also nice and light, so it was a nice midday meal. Because it was like, okay, I've got the salmon, I've got the protein, it's brain food, and then...
More words.
It didn't feel super heavy.
Yeah.
What about you? What about you, baby?
Oh, it's always so hard to
choose. You got to pick one.
It was all good. It's all amazing.
Even the stuff that I didn't expect to like, last meal was the... with you, it's the Brussels sprouts. But with me, it was the shrimp and grits. I was just like,
that was pretty good.
This is not going to be good.
I also do not care for grits usually. But Renee and Chris made them really fluffy.
I find there's some things that I don't like unless Renee does them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a fan of butternut squash soup unless Renee does them.
Yes, because we saw the return of the...
let's face it. The Reuben and butternut squash
that's
the staple. Tradition now. That's the staple. That's just like smoky comfort food, if you will.
I did like the pork buns. She did her own. They made their
No. They did not make the pork buns. Those were store-bought.
Were they? They were really store-bought. Good.
They were good snacks in a pinch.
They were, but
what was your favorite? You had to pick one. You picked three today on the
The carbonara. I liked it. I know Katie didn't like it because it's got she couldn't have it because it had dairy in it, but it was quite good. Mm-hmm. Also, the steaks were nice.
Got to pick one because you just took mine.
I can't.
You have to. You have to.
Well, I would also like the salmon.
I think I know what it is you like.
I like the salmon.
At least I have chicken.
You got chicken. You know what I mean? It's always good.
No, I like the salmon.
The salmon?
I think if I had to have one meal out of there,
So the steaks, I mean, I think what it was about the steaks, that being my second favorite because you took it away from me, the steaks were a great cut. They were an exceptional cut of steak. I mean, it was the kind of steak that you just didn't want to put anything on it.
You mean you didn't want to make it well done and squirt ketchup all over it?
Wow.
Private Pile, I'm going to give you 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Exactly, three fucking seconds to wipe that stupid looking grin off your face, or I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you.
There's only one
with ketchup.
With ketchup. There's only one way to describe that type of comment, baby.
It's a trap.
Yes, it was a little.
But
there.
That lamb curry, yo.
Ooh. Oh.
That lamb curry, yo.
That was my second favorite.
Oh, yeah, wow. Now, those naan were made by Renee.
Now, those naan were made by hand.
Yeah.
It was so good.
That was
my second favorite right after the salmon.
I also like the chili.
I didn't even realize it was lamb. I didn't even realize it was lamb until we were halfway through it. And someone said, wow, I should cook with lamb more often. I'm like, this is lamb? I mean, it was fantastic.
Lamb curry is very traditional for India. So,
yeah.
And, but the chili was good.
Yeah, the chili was also very good. And I was also...
And the carnitas.
I was just about to get the carnitas.
Everything.
My three, we were asked to pick three, and I picked the steak, the carnitas, and the lamb curry. But I was very proud of myself, and I blame you for this. I was actually getting more daring with the sriracha, and I was pouring it on we had an egg dish one morning, and the sriracha was out. It was in the morning. It was a breakfast thing. I poured that stuff on my omelet, and I'm like, yeah, baby, I'm awake.
Food always good. Thanks to Chris and Renee.
So we also managed to do Magic Quest.
Before?
At the pre-treat. We did Magic Quest. What were your thoughts on Magic Quest?
It was cute. It was cute.
Did you like the...
Katie and I were talking about that today, and we were kind of like, T was having so much fun, and we had fun, and then we were like, okay, this is done now.
Okay, now I know how this
works. We enjoyed it while we were doing it.
I know how I would fix it so that it would be even cooler.
It's raw around the edges.
Right now, it's three rooms, and you go through, and it's cool until you figure out
where everything is,
and then it's less fun. But if you made it like... three stories and had ladders that you could climb and tunnels to go through
and slides to run down
and slides and like, you know how sometimes in kids' playgrounds they have the rope, like the rigging that you can climb up. If they had that and like ball pits, basically it needed to be an adult indoor playground.
Well, what it is, if you've never done Magic Quest
and fireman's poles, it needed fireman's poles.
Okay,
everything's better with fireman's poles.
Well, you could probably get away with that in Canada. In the United States, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. But the thing, the, the thing is, Magic Quest, I think, is the best way to describe what it is that it's if you want to create something that is part Dungeons and Dragons and part Harry Potter, but you can't afford the licensing for either. And that's pretty much what Magic Quest was.
Yeah, basically.
Now, that being said, the mirror maze.
Yeah,
I did not expect that mirror maze to be half as that freaked me out. I was getting a little stressed out in that mirror maze.
It was big. And I also liked the pirate mini golf.
Pirate mini golf was
fun as well. I really like mini golf, and it was this weird thing of this is a normal thing to do with my friends.
Friends going mini golfing.
Look at all of my friends from like all over the United States as we play mini golf, which is a normal friend thing to do.
It is.
And the important thing is that T and I both got two holes in one. So
pretty much.
You're welcome.
I did too.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good time. It was really good time. It was a great way to sort of ease into things before we had to
work.
So that's what you got to do when you go to smoke. That's the thing about Smokey. It is a working, because my boss today said, so did you have a good vacation?
I was like, it was a working vacation. We had fun.
It's like a busman's holiday.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work, and you are expected to work.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, if you don't work,
you don't come back.
You don't come back.
I mean, it's that
Alex
simple.
Alex takes you out the back and old yell. No.
Oh, jeez.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. There were a few people that were sick, though, so sometimes people were going, take me out the back.
And we all made a new friend.
Yes, MK.
MK was just a slice of awesome. Wow, she is. The more I found out about her, the neater she became.
She did a great version of Jolie.
Yes, Jolie. It's. We should actually put that in the shows. So
we should. I'll ask MK if it's okay. And
no, we're just going to put it in the shows because that's what we do.
Are you going to put that in podcasting for dummies? Are you just
possibly.
Do what you like?
Possibly.
Do what you like. Don't ask people permission.
No,
just do it.
Just do it. If
don't
it feels
cite
good,
anything.
Do it.
We had a lot more singing. I feel like there was a lot more singing, or maybe I was just around for more singing. I also got a nice clip of Rosemary and Lauren and Katie and
Starla
all singing.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, that must have been fun.
Yes, it was.
Must have been one of those nights when I just...
Even Katie was like, oh, that sounded quite good.
Well, it's hard when they do like guitar songs and stuff, because I don't know that kind of music.
You got a year to learn a couple of guitar songs.
Mm. And we actually...
Stephen was like, next year, madrigals, and Smoky Chamber Choir.
We're going to go medieval.
And actually, MK has brought in something new. The official Smokey guitar.
Yes.
She bought it off of Craigslist.
A truck behind a
McDonald's. And
I'm surprised she made it to Smokey Alive, actually.
I am surprised,
I'm going to meet a guy behind a McDonald's to get a guitar.
So this is why we like her.
Yeah.
Here, hop into my white van with free candy written on the outside.
Exactly.
I'll help you find your puppy, Derry.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. So we now
have a guitar.
So we now have a guitar. I think we are heading back to Valhalla.
I think that's the plan, as long as we can get it.
Provided we can get it.
The thing I also liked about Valhalla, the cabin, was that it. We loved Summit View, which was the second year Smokey, but you didn't see it. It was crazy. Cars lost their clutches. It was
when we passed the overturned car in a ditch on the way.
It was a hit.
This is what I missed.
Yes, that was probably a clue that.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. But it was a beautiful cabin once you got there, but don't ever go down because you might not get back up again.
Good luck, Guardian.
Yeah, it was definitely like that. So it was nice that it was reasonably accessible and people can get in.
It was a very accessible cabin. The other thing I wanted to mention, though, with MK, if I remember correctly, she is one of maybe two of us in the Smokey Writers that actually does not do fiction. She does nonfiction.
She's writing a book on parenting, right?
On parenting, a really neat concept. It's a book about parenting with faith, science, and psychology.
Oh.
And so she's hitting all the levels. And the more I talked with her, I just thought she was really cool. But I think I don't know of any other. Someone asked me on the thread on Facebook if we only did fiction authors, and I'm like, no, MK was actually a nonfiction author, but I can't remember if anybody else did any
writer,
nonfiction.
I think it can be any.
I mean, Brian does scripts, and
Brian
it's
does
not
scripts.
Completely beyond the pale that one year I might be doing a script at Smokey.
And didn't Steven do a nonfiction? He did a nonfiction pitch one year. I want to say it was last year. He did like a little presentation or something.
Yeah,
I remember.
That was a.
Oh, Steven did. He was practicing a thing for a storytelling.
Yeah.
Thing. But I don't think he'd. I don't know if he'd written that there. Or if he just needed an audience because it was at the same time. But Steven did interactive fiction the first year that he was there.
That was pretty cool.
Which was pretty sweet. And I would love if we had a poet. Yeah. That would be so cool because I love the fact that everyone is working on super diverse projects.
Yeah.
It would be kind of cool.
And that's I think that's been the most fun, I think, of this entire experience. I mean, we're all very supportive of each other. What's the word I'm looking for?
Supportive?
Not supportive.
Hungry? There's drinking a lot of booze?
You're not helping. We want the best
for each other.
That's right.
It's a constructive criticism. That's what I was looking for.
Well,
we're not criticizing each other. No, that's just it. It doesn't feel like it, but like if somebody wants to break off and go, hey, can you give me your honest opinion about what it is I've written? Because then we break off into our own groups and it's all very constructive.
Didn't do so much of that this year. I think Dave was leading the critique group.
Was leading a critique group last time, the rebel splinter critique group.
Yes.
But he wasn't there this year, so I don't think there was quite as much of that
and
going on.
Now the thing is, and I think it should be worth saying, is that a lot of times we get the questions about how do you get into Smokey, and the thing is, you don't talk to other Smokey writers. It's not like Fight Club because we can't talk about it. But
it's Alex White's show.
It is Alex White's show.
And as far as I know, there's a pretty decent-sized waiting list.
There's a huge waiting list from what
I
understand.
So you know what you can do is Alex, and we can put this in the show notes.
Yeah.
Alex has two very good blog posts that he wrote about how to start your own writing retreat. Smoky Riders, the Smoky Mountains is a great place because there's lots of cabins, but you could do it on a beach. You know, there's a bunch of
big old beach house.
Yeah, there's a lot of options around.
Right.
I reckon just picking somewhere that's as central to as many people as possible.
Start small.
Because he started with, it was 11, including the two chefs.
Yeah, 11?
In the first. Yeah, and it was 2014. Right. Oh, and we forgot, Alex designed us commemorative t-shirts.
Yeah.
It was the best. Yeah. I loved it.
It's awesome. It was definitely a good
Which
time.
He also happens to be wearing on his arm right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got some ink.
Pretty hardcore. So overall, as always, terrific time. Is it 2018 yet?
No.
Soon.
Yeah, it's that time when you're asking...
Oh, what's in the box?
Inside the Ark are treasures beyond your wildest aspirations.
Time for a Loot Crate Looky-Loo on the Shared Desk.
What's in the fucking box?
You want to see it open as well as I.
This arrived right before we left.
Yeah, we had to leave it behind. I think we're, by the amount of Loot Crate stuff that we've got, we're going to have to do some kind of giveaway, maybe two.
It's a good thing, too, because we got events coming up, and we're going to talk about events.
And books.
And we got books coming up as well. But let's go on ahead and let's take a look inside this Loot Crate. I'm trying to remember what the theme was. Let's see. Well, first off, Loot Crate's got a brand new spiffy logo, and it's all very nice, but I'm trying to remember what this was. But let's go on ahead and let's just dig in, and I'll figure it out as we go.
See if we can find Katie a t-shirt.
Well, first we have something from Batman. It's a Batman food container, and it's Lego it's Lego Batman's head.
Oh, it's Lego Batman's head. That's kind of cool.
In fact, wait, the entire thing is Lego.
Oh, really?
Wow. Okay, so let's see what this is. Wait. Build. That was the theme. Build.
So it's got...
Because the t-shirt... Ah! What, you digging it?
Yes.
It's Voltron.
Right. Some blithe would be like, you have grabby hands.
Grabby hands?
Grabby hands.
Yeah.
Grabby hands.
It's from Voltron. And were you a Voltron kid?
I just think it looks really
I don't know.
Cool.
I think you and Blythe could probably fit into that together.
Oh,
you
wow.
You tie it at the back.
Now this takes me back.
It's a good pajama shirt.
This is an exclusive piece. We might have to make this a very special giveaway or just give it away to somebody that we know plays Lego Dimensions.
Yeah.
It's a special Lego Dimensions piece of Benny and Benny's spaceship from the original Lego movie.
Oh.
And we don't play Lego Dimensions. Ooh. So that's a pretty sweet little
be a nice little giveaway for somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be. Let's
Personally,
see.
Personally, I think you need to take this Lego Batman for work.
It's a cookie jar.
No, it's a container for keeping your hot foods.
Oh,
in.
For
like,
soup and things like that.
You can have like a curry or something.
Oh, that's
in
cool.
There. And Batman, and then you can sit on your desk, and Batman can look at you in a disapproving fashion.
A very disapproving fashion.
A bit like Viola.
Check this out. What of course, when it comes to building Tetris,
Nice.
And it's magnets.
What's the magnet sheet?
Yeah. Oh, well, you've got your. Have you got a magnetic wall at work?
I do, and it's full. It's full of, like, I mean, I just recently had to make. I just had to this morning. I had to make
room for the pancake house.
For the pancake house, because like yesterday, I had to make room for the pancake house in my belly. Let's see what else we
you
got.
You did eat four pancakes. Pancake house.
That was a large amount of pancakes. Ooh, what is this? The Secret Order of the Keys. Unlock the mysteries. Lootcrate.com keys.
Part of the Illuminati, are you, T.
Morris? I'll have to look into that. And then, just a postcard about saying how much that they love us at Loot Crate because we give them money.
It's amazing how much love you
can. I also love people who give me money.
Yeah, that was amazing, right?
This box actually marks the 1 year we've been with Loot Crate.
But you've already bought another year.
Yeah, I bought another year. The first Loot Crate way back when was 2016 February, and it was The Dead. So it was Walking Dead and Deadpool. And then this year, February 2017, it's Build. And it's a little Power Rangers Loot Crate pin.
Put that in with your other pins.
Yeah.
Adorbs.
Okay.
Totes adorbs.
Is that it?
But along with that being it, I got something else in the mail that I think is worth
mentioning.
So
we did play Cards Against Humanity up in Smokey.
Yes. And we broke in a couple of...
I think
we
also broke MK.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, we say we broke MK, but here's the thing about Cards Against Humanity.
She got into it.
She got really into it.
She came second.
Was it her first time?
Her first time.
She's like, is this like apples to apples? And we were like...
Apples to oranges.
No, it's apples to apples.
Yeah, right. It is apples to apples.
And we were like, yes, except it's far dirtier.
And within two rounds, she was like, oh, okay. But then she got right into it.
In fact, she came second behind moi.
Yes.
Me.
So I got for Cards Against Humanity not only the starter pack for Christmas, but I also got the green expansion pack, and then I got a whole bunch of booster packs, including and the booster packs I got were sci-fi, fantasy, geek, and science.
Mm-hmm.
But then right before, and I knew they weren't going to arrive before the trip, but right before the trip, Cards Against Humanity did a special collaboration with Mass Effect. Because they have a brand new game called Mass Effect Andromeda coming out. So for $1, you could get an expansion, a booster pack of complete Mass Effect things. And for example, I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite place for blank on the Citadel. And the one next to it is Totally Fuckable Aliens, which it happened, in fact, to be the domain where you would go to get this special deal, which is TotalFuckableAliens.com. Wow. I mean,
great.
Best dollar I've ever spent on the internet. I've got to
cheaper
admit.
Than a Starbucks.
Yep. Always nice to have you on the show, Katie. So, Katie.
Yes.
Where are you going to? Where can we find you? What are you drinking?
I was drinking the Tavern Brown Ale from Aleworks Brewing Company, which is the same company that supplies Colonial Williamsburg with their beer.
Me, Katie, and I and Blythe did sojourn into the past.
Yes, I remember that. That was very cool. It was very
just
cool.
Just before Snowy, it was a full-on couple of weeks. Yeah.
It was
awesome.
So
good beer, good times, but what do you have coming up next?
I'm going home after 3 weeks on the road.
Yeah.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Oh, wait. Can you hear that? Yeah! That's Guinness the cat.
Guinness doesn't remember who I am.
He will remember.
But
eventually.
It is going to be March break starting March 13th. So at Black Creek Pioneer Village, we're once again doing our Sherlock Holmes mystery.
Oh, that's right.
So you can come see Sherlock Holmes and the Maple Mystery.
It's a sticky situation.
It is a sticky situation.
What was that? I couldn't hear you over the sound of your wrongness.
Okay.
No,
but will
really
success
is.
Be sweet? Or will this sabotage stand?
Oh my goodness.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah, so you can come through. It's basically a live action role playing game.
Is it Blythe? Blythe's like Miss Moriarty or something like that? Okay.
She has quite mobile eyebrows.
Yes, she does. Yes, she
does. Yeah, she's awesome.
Okay.
But then you are coming back to Canada. America.
Hopefully, I'm doing both. And then in May, I will be at the Nebulas.
Ooh, that's right.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah!
she got the hell yeah, because we're also going to be at the Nebulas as well.
Along with
Piper J. Drake and Matthew J. Drake.
And maybe Alex White. He mentioned
Lauren.
And Lauren.
And Lauren Scribe, maybe.
I feel like now we're like an... And Peggy.
Well, see, it's funny because I thought that I was just going down with two Canadian friends of mine.
And we all piled on.
Derek Kunskin and Brandon Crilly, who are awesome. They're Ottawa area writers. So it was like, oh, yeah, I'll just go down with these guys. It'll
be
great.
I just realized what this is. Mm. It's exactly what happened at RT.
Everyone piles in.
Yeah, and this is exactly what happened on RT. And suddenly we were the smoky writers mafia. It was me, it was Pip, it was PJ, it was Matt, it was Starla, and we were just
like Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, we were making trouble everywhere we went. It's good times. Oh, so we're gonna
beautiful
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Before that though, we are going to be at RavenCon in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Well, you and I are gonna be in RavenCon.
You and I are gonna be in RavenCon. And I believe that's it. We're gonna make a quick visit to Balticon.
You and I are going to be involved with the Writer's Digest Science Fiction event, which is an online event. So I'm going to be doing a one-hour presentation on using the reel to inform your fantasy, like history and places and things like that. Have they confirmed what you're going to be doing there yet?
Took me a minute to remember, but I do remember. It was science fact versus science fiction, how much to tell your audience. Mm. It was actually a debate that came up late night you were telling me about where there's a certain faction of authors who think that books are purely entertainment, and they're either purely entertainment or they're pure education, and never shall they cross, you know. And I'm of the camp of like, no, if you're a really good author, you can do both. You can teach people all kinds of crazy stuff.
So you're gonna
in your crazy fiction.
Almost like my entire job of museum theater is predicated on that theory.
Exactly.
You're in the middle.
Exactly. So
we do both.
It's a continuum.
Yeah.
We're
so
entertaining and improving.
That's the way I look at
it. How edifying.
So yeah, we're gonna be doing
That's the beginning of April.
Because they just approached me about doing April 2nd.
Yes,
so
that's what we're going to be doing it.
So yeah, so I'm not sure if it's April 1st and 2nd or April 2nd and 3rd, but it's usually on a weekend. We'll have the notes.
It's not just us. There's a whole bunch of other people doing it.
A whole bunch of people, so it should be a lot of fun. That is what we've got coming up the next couple of months.
Yep.
Of course, I'll also have my nose to the grindstone because not only do I have this new property that I started up, not only do I have Podcasting for Dummies, the third edition, but we've also got Operation Endgame to finish and get to our lovely editor over here so that we can get Operation Endgame out sometime this summer.
Maybe part of us is like, we don't need to finish it.
No, we do need to finish it because people have paid for it.
I know, but there is a small part of me that's like, the end of an era.
Oh, would you stop? You're going to be fine.
Remember
I'm going to be fine.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard.
No. What you meant to say was this. You meant to say this.
I may not live to see our glory.
I may not live to see our glory.
But I will gladly join the fight.
But I will gladly join the fight.
And when our children tell our story.
And when our children tell our story.
This sounds like Smokey.
There's a bit of drinking.
Let's have another round tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Raise a glass to freedom. Something they can never take away. No matter what they tell you.
And we both drink at the same time.
Well timed.
Oh, God, I love that song. That's another one of my favorite. It's hard to pick only a few favorites.
I think we should point out that apparently next year in the fall, Hamilton is going to be coming to Washington, D.C.
And I love the way Boom phrased it in the car. Well, if you guys are going to go, I'm going
to
go.
No, the tickets are not cheap. You better be wanting to go.
Well, no.
Your ticket, child. If you don't want to go, I will take it.
But did you see how quickly she backed up when Pip said, well, if you feel that way, we can just go. And then you can say, she was like, oh, no, I want to see Hamilton. You know, it's like. Well, because,
you know what it's like when you're a teenager and you don't want to be doing the same things as your parents, but you also kind of do want to do the same thing.
Because your parents are cool. And your parents are also protected by non-commercial, non-derivative no commercial United States 3.0 license. And hey, find out more about that, not Hamilton, but about what I'm talking about here in a slightly stuttering stupor at creativecommons.org. So there you go. Episode 72 in the can. What?
Where's Kate? Where can they find Katie?
Where can they find Katie? They know where to find Katie.
It's just in case, katiebrisky.com.
And there the shirts.
And the shirts, of course. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. We're back, and we're beautiful, and it's always fun. Until next time, enjoy the ride.
I'll catch you later.
Look, if you want to go out on that, hold on a second. Oh, and I got to turn it up. Hang on. Ah, it's usually easier than this when I don't do.
Hey, hey, ooh.
See?
I do. Boy, you got me helpless. Look into your eyes and the sky's the limit. I'm helpless. Down for the count and I'm drowning in them. I have never been the type to try and grab the spotlight. We were at a revel with some rebels on a hot night. Laughing at my sister as she's dazzling the room. Then you walked in and my heart went boom.
See, that's what I mean by going deep. That's what I mean by going deep. Everybody's dancing in the band's top volume. Ride to the rhythm as we wind and dine.